T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM AM 1020 News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Big news about the Penguins. We'll get into details on that with Jeff Hathorn joining us shortly.
And right now we welcome the governor of the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin. How are you? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And today is Giving Tuesday, as you're probably aware. And you've given out a lot of money lately. I saw to the, those checks go out. People are waiting for all this different distributions that are going on. But I want to start with the conversation about Omicron, the variant that really came to light over the weekend for a lot of people. And you heard the president yesterday kind of strategized, told us not to panic. It's an element of concern. And as governor of Pennsylvania, how concerned are you and what are the short-term plans?
I think he said it right. I mean, everybody's concerned, but there's really no cause for panic. There actually are no cases, I think, as you said, no cases in the U.S. yet. In Pennsylvania and around the country, the vaccine is still our strategy. So get your shot. Everyone 18 and older can get a booster right now, and everyone 5 and older can get a shot, get their vaccine. So vaccines.gov, I'm selling here. Get your vaccine. That's our strategy, and it seems to be working. I just read today, I think New York City has 90% vaccinated, and today they had no new cases.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
because they were
incredible.
Ground zero at one point in New York City.
They were, and the Northeast is sort of, a hot spot in the country right now, one of the hotter spots, and for that to happen is really amazing, and it's really thanks to the vaccine.
Wow, and you mentioned New York. The governor there had limited elective surgeries prior to the arrival of Omicron. You're not having any plans to do something like that. Did you feel that might have been premature?
I don't know what her situation is. Pennsylvania is blessed with a lot of good hospitals. Now we are, as you know, in the Southwest and also in the Southeast and eastern part. Pennsylvania attracts a lot of people from other states to come to Pennsylvania when they have problems. But hospitals have been very good at regulating their own demand side. So there are very few patients in hospitals now with COVID, a very small fraction. There are a lot of patients who are getting elective procedures done, and the hospitals will continue to do as they've done in the past, and I think manage that. If where we can help to coordinate some of the load shifting, if it's necessary, we'll help to do that in a voluntary way. But I don't see any need for Pennsylvania to do anything draconian at this point.
Oh, good. And Larry talked about money. You had earmarked, I think, $36 million recently for a lot of community organizations. Can you explain some of that money?
Well, just want to try to push money out to community organizations that are on the ground, know what's going on in their own communities, and can help. This is a standard thing that state government does, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Governor, as we get ready to close out this year, December starts tomorrow. What's the most pressing issue that you have to deal with right now?
Well, continuing the COVID pandemic, we are at the end of the year, and I think we're at the point where we're figuring out how to unwind all this. And even with the new Omicron variant, you know, at some point we're all going to have to figure out how we live in this new reality. And anything that the state can do, that I can do to help us live in this new reality, I want to do. Again, the strategy has been the vaccine, so I continue to really push that. I want the Pennsylvanians to continue to get the vaccine, and as we do that, we're going to be successful in fighting whatever comes our way.
And last week, a big deal politically is redistricting. And last week, you announced a redistricting advisory council principles. Can you explain some of that?
Yeah, I mean, I've only been in politics for 7 years, but I'm an American Pennsylvanian born here. And I really think that our system of democracy is really important, and it shouldn't be one that lends itself to gamesmanship. So in Pennsylvania, the Constitution gives the governor the right to sign or veto a bill that comes out of the General Assembly that does congressional, not state legislative or state Senate district maps, but U.S. congressional district maps. Back in 2018, I vetoed the map because I, based on, I had a mathematician and a group that helped me figure out what a fair map would look like, and what I got was not a fair map. And I'm doing the same thing this time. So the Constitution doesn't call for this, but I appointed non-politicians to help me come up with a set of guidelines that will, you know, determine whether I think the map that I get from the General Assembly is fair or not. And those guidelines, you know, go from the constitutional provisions in redistricting to the representation. Is it fair from a representational point of view? And make sure the process is as open as it can be. So this group of advisors has gone around the state. They've had 8 in-person listening tours. There's been 1 online listening tour. I have on my own website, I'm taking ideas directly from the public on my own website. I want this to be really open so that when I get the proposal from the legislature, I can say, yeah, that looks good, or no, that's not good. Again, in Pennsylvania, I think we have a problem when we have politicians drawing the maps. That's sort of politicians choosing their electors. I like it better when we have a much more open, transparent, and dispassionate group of, maybe objective group of people drawing the maps. It's a very subjective process, but I think we don't want the fox to guard the hen house here. So that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I've been doing with this. And the hope is that I'll be in a position to judge the fairness or unfairness of what I'm given by the General Assembly.
And Governor, we just talked to the press secretary of the Public Utility Commission here in Pennsylvania, and the rising utility rates concerning a lot of Pennsylvanians for obvious reasons. Is there anything you can do to mitigate that somewhat?
Well, as you know, people have we have a market-driven system in our utility rates, and actually in the West, some of the customers will see a drop in their price of electricity. But there will be some changes, and some will be up, some will be down. There is a way Pennsylvanians can go and shop around, and anytime they want to do it now or wherever, they can go to a website called powerswitch.com. That's powerswitch.com. You can shop for your utility. So if you see something you don't like in the bill as it's coming about, because there has been a spike in gas prices, and that is going to have an impact, I think, on a lot of things, but one of them will be electric prices throughout the northeastern United States. Well, I guess all of the United States.
Yeah. PAPowerSwitch.com. I'm sorry. PAPowerSwitch.com is the website. You had mentioned we have a litter problem as well in this state. It's costing us a lot of money, and you want to clean things up.
Yeah. as some people sort of looked at me with raised eyebrows. When I was in business, actually, I got tired of, you know, those chewing gum, you know, those black spots on the sidewalks and you walk down the street. That's chewing gum that people sort of throw in the street. And over time, it becomes black. So I went out and bought a power washer, then hired somebody to go around and clean that up off the sidewalk. So I do have this thing about litter. And I notice that kind of stuff. When I'm coming in from other states and you get to Pennsylvania and you see litter, I just don't like it. So I started a litter drive to get people to take this more seriously, to prevent littering and to spend more time on actually picking up the litter. I think we have 8 cities in Pennsylvania that collectively spent last year about $60 million on cleaning up litter. That's money that could be going into fixing bridges and roads and that kind of stuff and other things. So I just think it's a public relations problem. It makes Pennsylvania look a lot less nice than it really is. It covers up our beauty. And it's something that we can all chip in and prevent. So, yeah, I'd like to do something about litter.
Well, you want to make some headlines worldwide today. You can join Singapore in banning chewing gum. Governor Tom Wolf bans chewing gum, not for his final year in office.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to do it. But thank you for the suggestion.
Governor, as always, we appreciate your time.
Just don't throw it on the sidewalk.
I'm
throw
with
it in the
you
garbage
on that.
Can. I've seen so many people just
agree.
Push a straw and throw the wrapper on the ground. Come on, man.
I agree. So
yeah, come on.
Appreciate the time, Governor. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, good being with you.
Take 21 News Radio, KDK Sports, brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests.
From Governor Wolf to Hawk.
Yes, we have our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Plenty to talk about. What we thought we'd ask Jeff about is the big Penguin deal. That is significant. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So the good news for fans who might be concerned, two things. They're not going to move the team, are they? No. And Mario will still be part of the organization, correct?
Yes. And as Chris Letang kind of joked yesterday, I think he did all right with this investment. So
I suggest, Jeff, it's his biggest score in his history.
I don't know. He's had so many. But, this one sets the old family up. And, you know, Ron Burkle probably doesn't get into a lot of investments where he doesn't come out on the top.
That's why he's a billionaire, but he's still going to be a part of the team, as
yes.
I understand, right?
And that's it was important to the guys to hear that and to have, even if it's only mostly superficially or ceremonially, just to have those guys still involved as part of the ownership group was a big deal for them.
And somebody who will not be involved, please tell me LeBron James isn't going to be donning a Penguins cap in the arena or anything like that.
I make no promises.
Uh-oh.
I make no promises at all. It's an interesting group that they are going to be owned by here whenever this goes through officially. To think of the Penguins as, you know, in-laws with the Red Sox is kind of an interesting scenario.
In-laws with the Red Sox. Well, the Penguin deal is waiting for final approval by the NHL, correct?
Yeah. Which will probably take some time because they'll go over through all the financials and all that stuff that they have to pore over. But when the team announces it and you get both sides now commenting on the record about it, you're pretty sure that it's going to go through.
Now, most of what's the deal entail? Does it entail PPG Paints Arena and the development site? And PPG Paints Arena, that wasn't taxpayer funded. That was casino funded, was it not?
Yeah, and it involves all the Penguins' assets. So all of that will go into that. And, you know, David Morehouse stays on and the management team stays on for now. We'll see what kind of changes, you know, the Fenway Group may have some people internally that they're going to bring to Pittsburgh to be a part of the organization. But, that will happen once it gets final. And then it'll probably be, you know, right now, hey, if you work for the Penguins, you know, you've got a few months to kind of, you know, do what you do and show them that, you know, you're the person going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to get you back because we got a lot to talk in sports. Oh. There are so many things going on, but do you have any idea how long it'll take to make it official?
Probably a couple of months would be my guess.
Okay.
Are they bringing back the old modern logo that nobody can find anymore? That's verboten.
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it. You know, look at the Red Sox. They don't change their uniform much. I would think that we're sticking with what the Penguins have for now.
Jeff Hathorn, always appreciate you. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Also brought to you by Coons Quality Foods, a Pittsburgh tradition with 8 area locations. It's 8:38, 100.1 FM AM, 1020 News Radio KDKA. Giving Tuesday, I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm Kevin Battle. Good morning. Yes, we've been featuring Giving Tuesday all morning. In fact, we had Betsy Benson from GiveBigPittsburgh.com on to talk about her group and how they figure out different charities and stuff like that. If you missed it, just go back and hit rewind on the Odyssey app. It's free.
And if you don't go to any other website, try Give Big Pittsburgh a shot. You'll get at least some entertainment value out of it. Speaking of entertainment, Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland, and we featured Paul Martino, former anchorman, and Christy Loughlin, who's done a great job of detailing these pop-ups. Do you know what a pop-up is, Kevin? Have you seen them downtown?
Yes, it's when they have a storefront or an empty storefront or an empty lot or something, and then they put something there temporarily, like a temporary pop-up museum or restaurant or things like that.
Jimmy Krenn has come up with pop-up comedian, pop-up stand-up. He's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Jimmy, that was a good idea, a pop-up stand-up.
Thank you very much. You, Kevin, and I are going to put this together. Little comedy club, pop-up comedy club, huh?
Actually, wipe your windows and make you laugh at the same time.
Seriously, that is actually a really good idea.
Thank you.
Pop-up stand-up. So we'll work on that. Meanwhile, I want to ask you, are you a Christmas decorator? Because Kevin didn't put anything outside. He had a blow-up he was trying to put outside.
Well, I'm not a huge decorator, but I do put a Christmas tree up, and it's funny because my cat, I have a cat. Now, Larry,
it's a Yenzer cat.
It is. Well, it is, because Larry, my cat meows in Pittsburgh East. I swear to God, it's how he sounds. Ready? Meow. 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 I don't know how he does it. Meow. And so it's true. So I'll put the tree up, and I like to put a manger scene up underneath. And for some reason, now cat owners out there know what I'm talking about. Cats just have this peculiar thing. And they'll do it every year for the last few years. Elvis, at least once a day, would knock over the wise men. All three wise men would be knocked. And it was Elvis, so he's the only other creature in the condo. I'm like, he knocks it over. And he has that look in his eye. Like, I'll talk to my cat like we all do. We talk to animals and say, Elvis, why did you knock over the wise men? And he always gives me a look, like if he could speak, he would, you know, I don't trust those three guys around that baby. I'm sorry. last year, ready for this? I'm not kidding. For 3 weeks, I found it behind the sofa. He actually stole one of the wise men. He took it. I got there's two wise men. And I'm like, where is it? I'm looking everywhere. And I'd ask him every day, Elvis, where is the wise man? Why'd you take it? And he looked at me like, guess he ain't so wise after all, is he?
You know what? That's funny.
He's shifty. I don't trust him.
Well, Kevin talks to his fish. This is Randy. 3, the beta.
Yeah.
You talk to your fish, Randy. Kevin?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Randy? Want some food? Come on up here. And he gets lost in the leaves. I'm like, you're not as bright as Randy 2. Randy 1 is spectacular.
I like how you talk to the fish.
I don't compare them with each other, though.
No. You don't want the fish to feel bad about the other fish. It's a lot of peer pressure to live up to. So I'm glad you feed them every day. You give them a little talk, a little pep talk. I like that.
Yeah.
I do the same thing with Elvis.
Who rescued whom?
By the way, you can go to kdkradio.com, check out my podcasts now at episode 9. We got some really amazing ones coming up. We'll tell you about next week. We're going to do the podcast at the Giant Eagle Market District out in Robinson, which is right there at Settlers Ridge. Have you ever been out there, Kevin?
That's North Fayette.
It's North Fayette. You're right. Technically, it is North Fayette.
Technically.
We're excited about this because this will be, you know, we've been at 23rd and Vine on East Carson Street, a wine bar down there near the Birmingham Bridge, but we're doing it when it's not open. This way, we're going to be there when there's...
You're doing a pop-up show.
We're doing a pop-up show.
You know, we are. And I hope people stop by. Larry, I've been working on my role, my audition for the Exorcist movie. As you know, you're pushing me to be the Exorcist in the Demon on Brownsville Road movie. And I added a scene, if I may.
Yeah, so to fill people in, we interviewed Bob Cramner in one of our podcast episodes, who wrote a book, The Demon on Brownsville Road, which is about his possessed house. And it is becoming a feature film. And over the last couple of weeks, we've asked Jim to audition for the role as the exorcist. There was really, he called on an exorcist who you met, who's now retired.
Yes.
And now
yes.
You're going to add a scene?
Yes, I figured for the audition, we should add a scene. And you know how, for some reason, demons like to use foul language with the exorcist for some reason. And so that is how I'll set up the audition, that the demon is using foul language. And I will stand there, look at the demon, go, "Hey, listen, demon, you better watch your P's and Q's. I'm going to call my mom. She's going to come up here and wash your mouth out with soap. So get out of house now." Thank you. So we should make it more complex. It's deeper.
We got to make this happen for Jim. I just see him. This is, of all the things you envision, somebody being that guy, it's got to be him.
2022, that is the goal, to land that role. So we're working on it, Larry.
Of all the things that you've done in your career, all the great things and all the great cameo appearances and stand-up acts and everything, this is what you were made for, Jimmy.
I am built for it. Yes, I am built for it. Oh, my God. Elvis the cat, and you talked to Randy the fish about breakfast. Elvis is staring at me. His bowl is sitting right there, and he's giving me a look, and he's like, "You better get me my jumbo and eggs right now, mister."
Actually, look. Jumbo, fried jumbo and eggs sounds pretty good right now.
Isn't that the greatest thing in the world, jumbo and eggs?
That's a Pittsburgh thing for sure. And by the way, we'll be next Thursday. We will be out at Market District at Settlers Ridge, 11 to noon, and come out and join us as we record podcast. By then, it'll be episode 11.
You're too worried about these numbers. Don't put a number
on
it.
All right, so we'll forget
the
numbers.
I like it. I'm getting used to it, Kevin.
Paul Martino, Christy Lachlan from Next Pittsburgh on this episode. Again, you can get it at Odyssey, a free app to download on your phone. It's just click, click, and you're there, or kdkradio.com. Jim Krenn.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, partner.
Good talking to you.
Talk to you later.
See you guys.
Get out.
Get out.
Demon, get out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.